Let me ask you, the communion stewards, to join me at the Lord's table. And if you're interested to follow along in the liturgy, you open the hymnal to page 9. Let me offer a word of explanation. I believe, most of us who are here today have been part of the United Methodist Communion celebration. If you haven't, not a problem. A couple of words of explanation. One, we believe in open table communion, which means that as Christ offered his food and drink to all who would come, you are invited to come to the Lord's table this morning. The expectation is that you recognize your sins, the recognition that you have fallen short of God's call, that you have repent of those sins, you've turned away from them, and that you plan to live a life that more closely follows the footsteps of Jesus. As you come forward, we will have two different stations. We'll rip off a chunk of bread and offer it to you, and then the stewards beyond the center will have trays that have small cups of grape juice. We worship with grape juice in the United Methodist Church. So once you have received both of those, the baskets on either side, as you come down the center aisle and go back toward your seat, the baskets are the place to put the cup. Our ushers will be standing there if you'd like to make a donation to World Communion Sunday or to the congregation. And then you're welcome to either come up to the communion rail if you'd like to pray here or back to your seat in order to do that. So the table is set. Jesus has invited you. Let us be about the worship of our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He ate with sinners like us. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your holy church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. My sisters and brothers, because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body. For today we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. My friends, the table is set, the meal is ready, your hearts are here. As you are released by the ushers, come forward to partake of this meal of Jesus.